Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2-0. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stillwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Carter. Snyder fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Franco. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Bill Lasky now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett is 0-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Washington is 0-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seitzer. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson is 0-3 in the game. Allenson bunts on 2-2. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Washington. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Washington steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 0-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buckner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter is 2-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Carter. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Carter steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Dave Clark pinch hits for Ron Kittle. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.